I'm gonna let you go first, and I will go to David Harris second. Go ahead.
Hello, Anna. I
Hi.
want to talk about the courts. I want to start from the counties and go up. In the counties and then the union state and the state, what kind of courts do we really have? Do we have like a criminal court, a civil court? What kind of courts are we actually building?
We are building both criminal and civil courts. We have the capability at the county courts to deal with all local issues. Okay. And at the state level, we have the ability to deal with all state level issues, both national and international. Okay. So we have a pretty complete court system. The only place where things are a bit more difficult is the federal court system, which should be in place, which isn't really anymore. And the whole question of the future of federal subcontractors. Because when the government was originally set up, as I've explained to everyone, the federal sub contracts were part of were back then commonsensical things that were agreed to as part of the peace after the Revolutionary War. Well, 250 years have kind of skedaddled past us, and we no longer need the British Monarch Pact as our trustee on the high seas and navigable inland waterways, for example. So a lot of these things that have been in the past are up for review, and they should be reviewed after 250 years. It just makes common sense. So we don't know what the future of these subcontracts and the whole federal government system, what it's really going to be in the future. There's really no reason why we can't take care of ourselves on the high seas and navigable inland waterways with no help from England. There's really no reason why we can't manage our own postal service. There's really, on a continuing basis. There's really no reason why we have to have the municipal government handling our trademarks and trade relations and all that kind of stuff, our copyrights and that end of things. We are all grown up now, and we have the ability to do these things and work cooperatively with national and international and global organizations to get the job done. But we don't have to be represented by someone anymore. We're competent to be able to do that for ourselves, like any other country. So, I think that we're going to go through a review process of what are the federal government functions, why are they federal government functions, what kind of courts are needed to oversee federal functions.
Okay, one of the questions I have is, say you have an ASN in two different counties, which court would you actually go to?
Wherever the incident occurred or the controversy is engendered.
So in the county that it actually occurred in? Okay.
Right.
If it's with an ASN and a corporation, which one would you go to?
It depends on whether the, what the jurisdiction of the incident was, the subject matter of the cause of the controversy. If it's a personal injury suit against a corporation, for example, where did it take place? Okay.
She just
In what
lost her.
jurisdiction was this occurring injury? Yeah.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Yeah.
So,
So you have to look at the persons and the subject matter to determine where the jurisdiction lies.
so if it happened in a county or something, then it would be handled in the county, or would it be handled in the state? You know, the State of the Union, or
Well, again, it matters what the subject matter is.
well,
And
which what you were talking about, where say it was a personal injury caused by a corporation to an ASN, right? Where would the ASN go to get remedy?
well, in most instances, with most subject matter, they would go to the state court.
Okay.
They would go to the federal court if it was a federal corporation.
Okay, because that's an international. Grand juries, are the only grand juries in the state, or do the counties have grand juries?
Oh no, you can have grand juries anywhere. You can have grand juries in a court of record. You can have a grand jury in a county court. You can have a grand jury in the state of state or federal court.
Okay. And then the
Time.
jurors, they can be in the county, state, whatever, it doesn't matter. They can do both courts or all courts.
Well, now you want to make a distinction between the jurisdictions themselves. Some people are not going to be state citizens, for example.
Right.
Okay. If they're not a state citizen, it's questionable whether or not they would have any ability to serve on some courts because you have to have the international standing to do that.
Right.
So,
That clears up what I was trying to get. Thank you very
thank
much.
you, Rocky.
I yield.
Okay, and before I ask for any other.